listeners, and thank you for tuning in to the Archie Hardy broadcast today as we declare to all, souls are crying, men are dying, but together we can and indeed are compelled to win the lost. I believe you will be greatly blessed and spiritually informed by today's message, Six Pillars of Man's Creation, which the Lord gave to me recently in a time of inspirational study. The six pillars are equality, dominion, fertility, monogamy, heterosexuality, and occupation. Now, you don't want to miss one, so I'll be back to tell you how you can order our message, Six Pillars of Man's Creation.
The Pharisees came to Jesus, and they were going to try to trick him again. And so this time they decided to use marriage. And they came to him and they said, tempting him, trick question, is it lawful to put away? And whenever you see put away in the King James Version, it means divorce. So I'm just going to use the word divorce so we're clear. Is it lawful to divorce your wife for any cause? They came asking this question, and you know why? They were all doing it. They were doing it. For any cause means other than adultery. You don't like her anymore. Whatever reason. You know, people say irreconcilable differences. Christians shouldn't have irreconcilable differences. In fact, God gave ministers a ministry. He said, I put the word of reconciliation in your mouth. Now go out there and tell the people, be reconciled. All of you husbands and wives are having problems. I'm telling you what God said. Be reconciled. There's no unreconcilable differences between husbands and wives in Christ. So they said, is it lawful to divorce your wife for any reason? And Jesus said, what did he do? Oh my God. He said, in the beginning, it was not so. He skipped over Moses. Moses is not God. He said, in the beginning, it was not so. In the beginning, quoting again in the mouths of two or three witnesses, let a man leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. But Jesus tacked something onto it. He tacked on a warning. Wherefore, what God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. And he was talking to those Pharisees who were doing that very thing. They got rid of wives and remarried anytime they felt like it. And we see it in the ministry today. Do we not? And so he said, from the beginning, it was not so. Now, these guys were pretty bold. They came right back at him. Well, Moses commanded us that if we want to divorce our wife, just give her a written document of divorcement, give it to her and send her away. Oh, Jesus corrected them very quickly. He said, Moses allowed you to do it. He allowed, not commanded, allowed you to do it. And he said it again. But in the beginning, it was not so. I don't care what Moses said that God allowed. And then he slapped them in the face. He said, and Moses allowed it because of the hardness of your heart. Because of the hardness of your heart. But from the beginning, it was not so. God's design is one wife for life. When a Christian goes around saying, can I get a divorce? What they're really saying is, I have a hard heart. They should be saying, how can I save my marriage? What can I do to be reconciled? I'm going to tell you, the Pharisees did not like it one bit. And they came back at him a third time. And they said, well, if that's the case, then I suppose it's better just not to get married. Now, these guys obviously had women problem, and they wouldn't keep getting married. You think they're not going to get married at all? You think they're going to be celibate all their life? I don't think so. They were just trying to be facetious. And they said, in that case, it's better for us not to get married. And that's what we have today. No, you don't have to get married. Well, why get married? Just live together. We see people get saved, and we understand when they first get saved, if they're already living together, they don't understand. They don't know. They were of the world. They're under the world system. So now they come to Jesus Christ, and we've got to bring them into Christ's system. We've got to bring them into the economy of God. We've got to bring them into the truth of the word. Now, we can't jump all over them the first 2 days and say, oh, you're a horrible sinner. You're an adulterous, Satan, devil, and call them all that stuff. No, we've got to teach them. And show them your body now is the temple of God. See, you now have the Spirit of God. Don't you love having the Spirit of God in you? Isn't it wonderful to be clean and have the Spirit of God in you? Yeah. But don't defile it. You don't want to defile what God's cleansed. And if you go have sex with someone who's not your mate, you have defiled the temple. And I know you don't want to defile the temple, because when you defile the temple, the Spirit of the Lord will depart. You've got to reason with them, because otherwise you call them a bunch of names and they don't know what your problem is. They just think you're a Pharisee. And you are. We got Pharisees today. Amen? But then we've got people who say, well, just get married, and if it don't work out, and you have irreconcilable differences, you grow apart, you fall out of love and all that nonsense, then you can just get a divorce. But Jesus said, what God has put together, let no man put asunder. So that was the fourth one, monogamy. And in the same scriptures that taught monogamy, taught heterosexuality. The same verses. Okay, this is our fifth pillar, heterosexuality. Okay, we read in Genesis 2:24. We read in Matthew 19:5. We read in Ephesians 5:31. Therefore shall a man leave his mother and father, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they two, saith the Lord, shall be
one flesh.
He didn't say, therefore shall a man leave his mother and father, and shall cleave unto his husband. He didn't say, there shall a man leave his mother and father, and cleave unto his significant other. Amen? Male and female created he them, Genesis 1, 27-28, and said, be fruitful and multiply. Neither two men nor two women can multiply. They must bring in a third member of the opposite sex. And that violates the marriage covenant of how many? How many? Two being one, not three. Amen? Two being one flesh. They've got to bring in a third party. And remember when I said, we read there, I quickly went through it, but when God created Eve, he put Adam to sleep, took a rib out, made the woman, and God brought the woman to the man. Isn't that romantic? God brought the woman to the man. Doesn't say that God brings a man to a man. Or a woman to a woman. Amen? Such a union can never produce a godly seed. And that's what it's all about. Producing a godly seed. It can only serve to create perverse and damnable lusts. And you know the scriptures. You don't have to go there. I'll read them for you. Leviticus 18:22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. What does the word abomination mean? I have a very great dictionary that's the King James era I like to use, because if you use modern dictionaries, it's not going to give you the King James meaning. And it says an abomination is something to be abhorred. So you know what I did? I looked up abhorred. I know it means hate, but I want to know what it really means. It means to detest, to view it with repugnance, to shrink with horror, and listen to this, to repudiate. Somebody says, well, please tell me what repudiate means. It means to refuse to acknowledge it. It means to refuse to have dealings with it. It means to disclaim, to cast off, to renounce, and put it away. All of that is what God said to do about a man with a man. Leviticus 20:13. If a man also lie with man as he lies with a woman, both have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Deuteronomy 23:17, there shall be no sodomite of the sons of Israel. You can't get any clearer than that. Amen? You say, oh, well, that's all Old Testament stuff, Sister Sharon. Well, so let's real quickly look at Romans 1, verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. Here it is. But they became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise. I tell you, these people in the gay agenda, they think that they are the intellectuals of the country. They think that they know it more than everybody does on everything. Professing themselves to be wise, their foolish heart was darkened, and they became fools. And what does the fool do? A fool said in his heart, there is no God. Psalm 14:1, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God, not the devil, God also gave them up to uncleanness through lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up to foul affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error. It's an error, okay? It's an error. You know, we're talking about something that you would get rid of, a blemish. It doesn't work. Which was meat, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, for the third time, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do things which are not convenient. So where it says God gave them up to uncleanness, the word in the Greek means aberrant sex. Aberrant sex, that which veers from the normal, that which deviates from a normal, which we already found out is a man cleaves to a woman. The body that God made in his own image, the body that God made, male and female, in the image of God, now they have changed that image into a lie. They've distorted it, and they've changed it into what God commanded to be one flesh, and now they've made it in that which is against nature. So God gave them over to vile. The word vile means dishonorable. They dishonored the body. The body is to be the temple of the Holy Ghost. Don't you know that? If anyone defiles the body, him will God destroy.
Amen. Friends, I hope you are being spiritually intrigued and enlightened by our message, Six Pillars of Man's Creation. Not only that, but I pray that you are being stirred in your heart to take a stand against the tide of immorality and biblical revisionism that are undermining the very truths our nation is founded on. The Word declares, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And the Scripture pointedly asks, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? In this groundbreaking message, you will understand that God ordained the family to be the foundation for human stability and happiness. Even Jesus was raised in a family. But today, the so-called modern family has replaced the biblical design God intended, and Satan continues to relentlessly attack the family on many fronts. God created man on the sixth day, and the Genesis creation account defines six pillars which uphold and secure the family structure. Each of these provides a divine blessing, and the whole constitutes God's perfect plan for men and women: equality, dominion, fertility, monogamy, heterosexuality, and occupation. Now, if you missed one of these, you can order the entire message on CD for a love gift of $10 or more for the radio ministry. Request offer SK161. That's offer SK161. Our mailing address is R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or you may go online at www.rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org. Again, the order number is SK161 for today's message, Six Pillars of Man's Creation, to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Until next time, God bless you and Maranatha.